Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
It don't cost a bit more to dream big than it does little. Today I will have my faith built by the Word of God. I will not allow my past to control my future. God has given me my dreams to look forward to, and my faith as a means by which I will arrive. I will dream big because I serve a big God. Somebody give him a big hand. Amen. Amen. One way that you could invite lots of people to our Easter celebration is you could take a Love More card and you could share it with them. We have those out in the foyer. Before you leave today, grab a handful and use them. Invite people from your school, invite people from your work, invite people from your family, your neighborhood, because if they're looking for a church, they're in luck because we're looking for people. Amen? Amen. In any season of life that we live, we can rest assured and know for a fact that God's faithfulness is unwavering. Amen? His promises are anchored in his very nature. And his nature is truth. When we doubt, and when doubts and uncertainty become part of the swirl of all the noise that's around us, we can hold on to the assurance that God will never fail. God will always fulfill what he's spoken. Any promise that he has ever made is not merely just a statement, but it's a reflection of his character, reminding us that there is no shadow of turning in him. There's no inconsistency in his personality. There's no problems for him to fulfill what he has said. His faithfulness is steadfast. It's as steadfast as a lighthouse in a storm. I don't know if you've ever been to the coast and saw a lighthouse, but it's amazing to me that they can stand on a shore and miles out, if there's a storm, that these ships can see that lighthouse and can make it safely to a place of stability. God's love and his faithfulness guides us with certainty, and he tells us in his word that he is working all things together for our good. Somebody say amen to that. Has he ever done anything good for you? Look at your neighbor and tell him, he has been too good to me. Turn up just a little bit. I believe today that God is so faithful and his faithfulness is so steadfast. No matter the challenges that you face, no matter the problems, we can confidently declare that God's word will stand. God is so true. Somebody look at somebody and say, God is truth. God is truth, and he will bring completion to every good work that he has begun. You know why? Somebody say, why, Pastor? Because he won't fail. Somebody declare, he won't fail. Somebody think about what you're facing right now and just say that by faith. He won't fail. Somebody think about a sickness that has been pronounced in your life and just tell the world and tell the devil right now out loud, he won't fail. God is so good. I got a testimony just this morning that me and Brother Phil prayed for his foot a couple weeks ago. And his prayer, he asked me standing right there, he said, you know what? He said, I just want to pray if it's all right. And he was so polite. He was so honoring of God. How many know that when we honor God, God honors us? When we don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to know everything and every ritual and all that. We just have to honor him because we believe and know who he is. Because the Bible says even to be saved, if you will confess and believe, you shall be saved. He walked up to me and he said, Pastor, he said, if it's appropriate, I'd like for you to pray that my foot would just, the pain would just go away. And he told me, he said, you know, I got up Wednesday, and he said, ever since Wednesday, he said, there has been no pain. He said, I don't have to wear my boot. I don't have to. And today, I am so thankful that God is so faithful. If we will, he will not fail, because his promise said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find. See, he won't fail at loving you. He won't fail at healing you. He won't fail at providing for you. He won't fail for guiding you. He won't fail at protecting you. He won't fail at comforting you. He won't fail at answering your prayers. He won't fail. Somebody say, he won't fail. He won't fail at forgiving your sins. He won't fail at giving you peace. He won't fail at restoring your spirit. He won't fail at being your strength. He won't fail at granting you wisdom. How many know there's times that we need wisdom in our life? Wisdom is the ability to know the difference. The difference in a moment. The difference in a countenance. There's times that I've needed wisdom in my life. And I would be fearful, and I would act without stopping and trusting God. And every time that's ever happened in my life, it has ended in failure in some way. But he promises us, if we will ask him, he said, if any man lack knowledge or wisdom, he said, ask, and it will be given to you liberally. So today, you may not feel like the smartest person in the room. You may not have the highest IQ, but that's not what God goes on. He said, if you trust me, I will not fail you. He said, if you'll read my word, I will not fail you. He said, if you will pray, I will not fail you. His wisdom is overflowing. He will not fail at fulfilling his promises. He will not fail at helping you overcome challenges. He will not fail at being your refuge. He will not fail at showing you grace. He will not fail at working all things for the good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. He will not fail at giving you hope, and he will not fail at being present in the time of need. If you've ever woke up in the midnight hour and said, God, I need to feel you, I promise you, he'll come and he'll touch you and he'll be there with you. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, he won't fail. He won't fail. I got a few things I want to share with you that he won't fail at today. And I'm so thankful that his promises won't fail. 2 Peter 3:9 says, The Lord does not delay. Let's just soak that in for a second. The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act. And he is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness. But you could put he right here. But he is, or it says, but is extraordinarily patient towards you. I got a revelation yesterday when I was sitting at South Doyle High School in Knoxville watching a soccer game. I bet Jaden really appreciates that. A soccer game. And I thought about this scripture as I was sitting there. I don't even know who the coach is. I have no idea who he is. It's one particular guy, and I noticed something about him. It didn't matter what the player did, if they made a mistake due to uncontrollable circumstances, or if they made a mistake just because they messed up, I noticed what that coach did. He'd say, that's all right. That's okay. That's all right. Shake it off. Why is it that when we go to watch our favorite team, if we really believe in a player, I don't care if they shoot it in the other person's goal, if they're playing basketball. We will make every excuse why, oh, they had a bad day. That's okay, shake it off, shake it off. You're good. But in the kingdom of God, for some reason, we have a tendency to be a tad judgmental. And if somebody messes up, we have a tendency of going, why did you do that? I can't believe they did that. Even if we didn't have the guts to say it to them, we'll say it to somebody else. And that's worse. You know what I want to be? I want to be like Jesus. The Lord does not delay, although, and not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient towards you. I believe in living as holy as you can live. I believe in, the Bible says, abstain from the very appearance of evil. I believe in that. I believe in sanctification. I believe that we should do our very best. But how many know that we live in we are a spirit that is made perfect, but we live in a body that isn't. There's a reason why when the Lord calls us home that we will be called up together in the air with those that are asleep. And the Bible says we will all be changed. You know why? Because we have to get rid of this imperfection before we can go and be in the presence of his perfection. So that tells me that I've got a body, I've got a mind that is not always perfect. And what I want to tell you today is I want us to be a church that if somebody fails, not only in the church but outside the church, it's not compromise to love them through the failure. Did you hear what I said? If the Lord is extraordinarily patient, I want to start praying, God, put extraordinary patience in me. Put extraordinary patience in me. My God, sometimes we go to the McDonald's to get a cup of coffee, and because we don't get it just on the right time, we get all bent out of shape like they have really messed up our day. Let me tell you something. If a dollar and a half cup of coffee messes up your day, you got different problems than the coffee. And I know we all have to pull it back sometimes. But he will not fail at his promises. So why do we let the little things around us get us all bent out of shape? I want to be like that coach that I watched yesterday. I want to be like that to myself. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty hard on myself sometimes. I get down on myself. You say, Pastor, I can't believe you're admitting that. If you don't know what you need to get fixed, you'll never get it fixed. But sometimes I get down on myself. And you know why? A lot of it is because I was brought up with such strict guidelines. And I love my heritage. I love where I come from. But I'm not going to repeat the things that I don't really agree with, because I want to pass on to my children what the Lord has revealed to me. And I tell you what the Lord has revealed to me. God's promises are solid, and they are the solid foundation by which our faith can stand. He has declared his intentions and purposes throughout the scripture. Unlike human promises that can fail you, God's word will never fail you. That's why I say you need to pray the word over your finances. Pray the word over your health. Pray the word over your children every morning before we move out of our house. And most of the time before we move out of the bed. But never a day passes that we don't hold hands and I call the name of every one of our children and I pray what Kenzie read over them, and I pray, God, you said Psalm 91, you said if they even bump their toe on a rock that you would send an angel to pick them up. I am not going to stand here today and tell you that fear has never entered my heart, but I tell you how I combat fear when it starts to creep in. I go back to the promise, and if it's about my children, I go, you know what? I dedicated them to you, Lord, and I know that you are enough to keep them throughout their life. And if it's about my finances, I go back to the scripture that says, when you give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I stand on that promise. If it's about my health, I can go to 1 Peter 2:24, and I can declare that by his stripes I am healed. Somebody say, he won't fail. When we're tempted to doubt his timing, just trust that he is working behind the scenes. If it doesn't show up in your face, trust God enough to know that if it's not happening in front of you, it's happening somewhere. Because he won't fail. His promises won't fail. But I tell you what else won't fail. His presence. His presence won't fail. In Hebrews 13:5 says, let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never under any circumstance desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. See, in times that we feel lonely, has anybody ever felt lonely in here? I promise you that everyone in here at some point, you can be standing in the middle of a multitude, and if that loneliness creeps inside your heart, you can feel lonely right where you're at. You can feel like you're all alone, and you feel like you're on a desert island. And I have been to the place at times, and I'm not giving God, not giving the devil glory. I'm just telling you what God has brought me through. I've been at times when I didn't feel like I could get a good deep breath because of grief and because of loneliness. But I'm so thankful that it's so important to remember that God's presence is constant, no matter the circumstances you face. We're truly never alone. Do you understand that? You're never truly alone. Whether in moments of joy, whether in moments of sorrow. How many is thankful that the Holy Spirit is in us? It don't matter what point in life you are, the Holy Spirit is there to guide you, help you. But I'm going to tell you what your responsibility is. Reach out to him. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Reach out to him. This week, if you need to feel like the presence of the Lord is there, say, Lord, where are you? God, I need to feel your presence. Go to his word and read presence-driven scripture and believe the promises of God. God's presence gives us peace that surpasses understanding, and he reminds us that we can lean on him during even the darkest times. Somebody look at somebody and say, he won't fail. His strength won't fail. Here's a scripture that we read all the time. I'm going to read it some more. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with the inner strength and confident peace. A lot of times, we face things that seem insurmountable. We face things that seem immovable. But God, somebody say, but God. But God equips us with the strength that we need to overcome. It's not by your power. See, self-righteousness will mess you up if you get to thinking too highly of yourself. Don't be religious. Don't be religious. Religion will make you think that you can do it. Oh, I did this, so therefore I can do that. Do you understand? It don't matter how good you are. That doesn't make you powerful. I tell you what makes you powerful is when you humble down and you say, God, I know that you are the source of everything I am. That's what gives you power. Because you're not actually using your power. You're using on his permission. You are always using his power. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen? It's not by your power. But we achieve success through his power in us. Somebody say, he won't fail. When we feel weak, when we feel inadequate, we can call on his strength, knowing that God enables us to rise above the human limitations of our flesh. The last thing, this will never fail you, I promise. I don't care how mean people are to you, this will never fail you. I don't care how lonely you feel, this, what I'm about to say, will never fail you. The reason that we keep this the main thing at High Praises Church is because this will never fail you. God's love won't fail. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says, for I am convinced. Have you ever talked to anybody that was absolutely as wrong as everything, but they were so convinced that they were right, that they would argue with you and they would absolutely just fight you, seem like to the death. And they was just as wrong as they could be, but because they were convinced they were right. Don't look at your husband's wives. Don't look around. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life nor angels, principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, a created thing, will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. His love is a free gift to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And there's one part of this that I want to highlight real quickly. It says, death, life, angels, principalities, things present and threatening, listen, nor things to come. Have you ever got up and you dreaded something so bad that it allowed fear to come into your heart? Maybe it's a real thing. I'm not belittling that thing. But the love of God conquers a multitude of things, the Bible says. The love of God is the ultimate assurance that God will not fail us. God's love transcends every trial, every tribulation, every encounter we have with the enemy. No matter what we face, his love is unchanging. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I've done. He does, and he still loves you. You don't know how bad I've been. He does. But he says in his word that neither height, depth, length, principalities, the future, the present, the past, nothing can separate you from his love. No matter what we face, no matter what we're coming up against, God's love calls us into a relationship with him. Listen, God's love is what calls you into a relationship with him. And then God's love is what gives you confidence to walk that relationship with him. When we grasp. In 2013, I went to my office one Sunday after church. It was early spring. about this time of the year, just starting to get pretty outside, I walked up in my office and said, God, this can't happen. I've got to know what you, I'm not fulfilled. People were getting saved because I was preaching the word. I was just not preaching it from a perspective that I truly identified with. Do you know that God has no grandchildren? And as much as I love my mama, my mama's relationship with God, my daddy's relationship with God, my granny and my grandpa, none of their relationship with God will bring fulfillment to me like my relationship with God will. And that day I got honest with God, and that's when he said to me, he said, you have been taught to dream your whole life. Teach people how to dream with my help in faith. I went to my office every day and I read books and I read books and I read books and I prayed and I never knew. I had no idea that I needed to know what the love of God was about, because in that year in November, we went to a urologist department in Knoxville, and when we walked in, our life was one way, and when we walked out, it was changed forever. And had I not understood the love of Jesus Christ, I would not be here today. I would not be standing in this pulpit today. I would not be married to a woman that I now love so much. I wouldn't be able to be the father to my children that I am. I wouldn't be able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death like I did. But because I got to know the very love of Jesus in a way that I never had before. I don't see him now as a God that's up there going, you messed up. Hey, the word says when you do that, you go to hell. No, you know what I did? That's what made me think when I was sitting at South Doyle yesterday, when that coach, somebody messed up, and that coach said, you all right? You all right? Shake it off. I believe with my whole heart that God in heaven, with his love, somebody said, well, nothing but the righteous shall see God. Pastor, you're exactly right. And what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow. And when it starts flowing, it's just like he's saying, you all right? Shake it off, Jack. Shake it off. You got this. Somebody say, he won't fail. I wrote a poem to finish up today. The name of this poem is, he won't fail. As we walk through life with all of its high, I'm sorry, with all of its highs and its lows, sometimes shadows cast doubt and uncertainty starts to grow. The world might sway back and forth, and its promises may break. But the fact of the matter is, God's love you can never ever shake. Mountains may crumble and rivers may dry. Dreams may fade like whispers lost in the sky. Yet through the storm and the nights that seem long, we find our strength by faith and know where we belong. When friends turn back into strangers and hope feels just out of reach, he speaks in gentle whispers and always has a lesson to teach. Because every tear that falls, he really does care. And in moments of despair, you'll find him always there. The future may be uncertain, and paths may twist and wind. Yet in the beauty of his presence, a refuge we can still find. So, take heart, dear soul, when the world seems so frail. Just trust in God's steadfast love, because he won't fail. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your unfailing love. I thank you for your unfailing promises. I thank you for your unfailing healing. I thank you for your unfailing companionship. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing compassion. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing forgiveness. God, I thank you for who you are, because you are my companion when I need somebody to walk with. God, you're my confidant when I need somebody to talk with. Lord, I'm thankful that when I need healing in my body, you're my healer. I'm thankful when I need peace in my mind, you're my counselor. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are. And God, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice today that needs you in a special way, Lord, let them understand and never doubt the fact that you will not fail. But you will stand by and stand up to every promise that you have given us in your word. God, I pray that your will would be done in our life today. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed, even if you're at home or at another location, you're joining us from wherever you're joining us from today. I would ask if you just bow your head for just a moment. And the reason I ask is not for any kind of traditional thing. I just find that to be a proven way that you can just shut things out for a moment and you can just look inward into your life, into your thoughts, into your heart, into maybe some fears you're having, maybe into some inconsistency in your health. Maybe you can look into some insecurity that has been messing with you. And as you look, do you see Jesus? Or do you see loneliness? And do you see you handling that stuff all by yourself? I got good news for you today. He said that the word of faith, in other words, that faith that he promised that he gave to us, the ability to become a Christian, the ability to come into a relationship with Jesus, it's already in you. It's in your mouth in Romans 10:8. It says the word of faith is nigh you, even in your mouth. And that means you're able, you can. Even if you think you can't, you can do this. And then in Romans 10:9, it says confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do today. If you believe that Jesus is Lord, you don't have to have it all figured out. But if you do believe that he is who he says he is, and you're willing to confess him as your Savior right now. In other words, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you're willing to say this prayer with me and mean it from your heart, he said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I've got news for maybe you're here and you say, I've done that, but I just don't feel like I'm close enough to him. I feel like that I've kind of strayed away. I got good news for you today. Say this prayer with me and watch him pull you close to him again. Because the Bible says in another place where Paul was talking to Christians, he said, if you will confess your sins, he said he would be faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. So if you've never had a relationship or you need to just make this one right, this prayer can cover all that. I'm going to ask everyone under the sound of my voice to pray this prayer out loud with me. And if you need to make him the Lord of your life, I ask you to pray this with faith and receive him today as your Savior. Say this with me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Today.
Today.
I make you.
I make you.
The Lord and Savior.
The Lord and Savior.
Of my life.
Of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That was such a good word, and we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.